Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Ms. Amandine Cellerier. She is the founder of Adiona, a software company based in Marseille, France. First and foremost, Amandine, very welcome to this interview.
Yeah, thank you both for having me.
You're most welcome. I always let my interviewees, or accused as I sometimes call them, allow themselves to introduce their background. How
Yay.
come you are now the founder of a software company? What did you do before to deserve this?
Yeah. All right. So I started working in the industry of transporting small businesses like Maersk MSC and CMA CGM.
Oh.
And then a bit fed up of the corporate world, I wanted to know about the real life in transport. So I worked as a forwarder in a company you might know, Martin Venture. And then I went to Agility Logistics. And then I went on the customer side as a supply chain manager in a ferry company. And altogether, I thought about like a solution to allow everybody to work faster together with less emails. Like forwarders, but also customers, cargo owners. And on the third step, we will include all the providers that a forwarder needs.
That's a very interesting concept, because I think most of the people in the world, they are indeed drowning in emails. And whenever we
Yeah.
have to send an inquiry out, we have to ask minimum 10, and then you get another 10 replies back. It's
Exactly.
without control. I mean, that background of yours, both with the ship owners, with the shippers, and also the forwarders, should make you definitely capable to make such a software. How does it work? I mean, just briefly, how does it work for people who don't know it?
Actually, instead of having Outlook and Excel, like you have a dashboard that allows you to send your quote request and then you receive some offers from other forwarders. And you also have a dashboard where you receive quotes requests from other forwarders. And then you have a part of the dashboard that is for the operation follow-up. So actually, I got the inspiration from shipping lines, actually, because in CMA CGM, I was able to answer like 50 quote requests per day. And as a forwarder, it's not at all the same because you, as you said, you have all those inquiries per email, then you receive answers, then you need to consolidate on Excel to compare prices, to convert in every currencies. And shipping lines, they don't work like that. And now they want to become 4PL, and that is a big threat for us. So we need to adapt to that, and we need to work as independent forwarders. We need to work just like a global company, but like all together. And this is why like a web application for everybody is like the way to go against those shipping lines.
Yes. And when you say the shipping lines wants to go ashore, I mean, we know that they want to become the jack of all trades. They certainly earned money enough to just throw money at the problem.
Exactly.
But do you feel they can succeed? I mean, we know that some ship owners, shipping lines, even some of the big ones, their customer service is virtually down to zero. And
Exactly.
all you get is a call center in India. Do you think they will be successful in becoming forwarders?
Right now, they have issues like first to understand the work of forwarders. Like like the three big ones, they've been buying some forwarders, but they have issues to integrate them in the whole offer. But it's right now, if we give them 5 years more, they will be able to answer to some customers' requests. Not all customers, like obviously the global customers who have volumes on every line. Those, they will be very happy to work with
Of
shipping
course.
lines. But if we speak about a small and medium business or a business, a company that needs a very specific transport, this is where forwarders really are much better than any shipping line because we give a tailor-made solution. And there is some expertise that only somebody with like 20, 30 years experience can give an appropriate service to. So.
I understand. And the idea of Adiona, I mean, let's say you have developed this software by yourself, or has it been done in India as well? Or
Actually, I've been working for 20 years with India, and
Oh.
I love Indian mindsets because they are really business oriented. And for IT, honestly, they are very strong. And
For
there
sure.
is like one part of, well, many parts of India are very strong in IT, but Kerala is really a kind of Silicon Valley. And one of my friends, she actually introduced me to a very successful IT CEO who was very strong in cybersecurity. And he gave me 20 minutes of his time so I could explain my application. I really felt like speaking to Steve Jobs, actually. And he then oriented me to a company that has knowledge in blockchain, in cybersecurity, and in artificial intelligence. And I need those skills for the further steps of our application. So we have 20 developers working on the platform, and we had really daily meetings with them for 9 months to explain all the workflow, to explain all the what they call the user stories, like what happens if somebody clicks here and finally change his mind, what are the consequences. And honestly, they asked me so many questions about transport that they could be forwarders right now.
Wow.
Like they came to like, what is the difference between a master BL and a house BL? So, like they were really focused on providing the right service.
No, I do agree with you. India has really some clever brains there, and that's why they're all over the world. What I'd like to say also is your product is that is of course aimed mainly at the smaller and medium-sized forwarders, I suppose, in the beginning, now that they don't have access to funds to buy this fancy software, whatever it's called, right?
And also, it's like independent forwarders who don't have agencies everywhere in the world. And because we have DHL, we have DSV and Kuehne+Nagel, but once again, as a shipper or consignee, you don't get a tailor-made service from them. And you want to work with your local forwarder, but this local forwarder needs to have access to a nice network. And this is where like CMC projects or CrossOcean are very good networks, especially with this expertise in bring bulk and project cargo. But you have other networks that will be focused on pharmaceutical and other on foodstuff. And our goal is to be able to have all those expertise in the platform. So this way, as a step two, when we will include the cargo owners, we will have solutions for them. We will have the right forwarders for all of them.
How does it work? Let's say I have a XYZ company, and they are interested in your software. And how do you do it? You buy a license, or do you get training, or tell me how?
Actually, we wanted everybody to be free with the business. So we propose a subscription. Originally, it's a monthly subscription of $150 per month.
Well, it's reasonable.
But when we work with networks, we have some special offers for the networks. And then here, that would be $150 per year because we don't want the price to be an issue. We want to be sure that forwarders drive the digitalization of the industry. And then the way we wanted to ensure that everybody would be free is that you can stop your subscription whenever you want. You don't need to contact us. You can just do it from your profile. And then you still have access to the ongoing shipments. But the only difference is that, so you finish the job, that's important, but you don't have new code requests coming in. Like we really wanted forwarders to be free. We don't want them to sign a contract, and like if they are not happy, they need to justify or whatever. We really want people to test it, and we actually give a free trial of 3 months also.
Now that's quite a good offer. Yes, I heard from some people that are testing it already now that they seem to be quite impressed. And because software out there is a jungle. I mean, you also know yourself, a lot of people in the world have this and that product, and this will save you time, and just subscribe to this and that. It's like the whole world has too much of everything. And
Exactly. And it's like too many sources. Like, yeah, and like at one point you have like code requests by email and then on your WhatsApp and then on the software. And like, so yeah. So that's why the way we want to ensure that it's useful is that we constantly ask feedback from the users. And like, we are online since February and we gathered some feedback, and we already did a version 2 in June. And we want to push like all the features that we have in mind. We want to ask our users, like, what is the priority for you? And for example, the secured payment is something very specific, with every country works with some special procedures. So we want to include like teamwork, like brainstormings between members.
That's a
So
good idea.
we really want the forwarders to drive this change.
No, it's a good idea. I mean, what I like about this, and I think our viewers would like it too, is that you actually have the background. You're just not some IT nerd who never been out in the real world. You actually have been there first.
Yeah, and I've been
And
struggling with 200 or 300 emails per day, and with
yes.
all those calculation, like when it's air transport, maritime, LCLT use, weight measurement,
A
and
lot,
I'm training juniors, and actually I also train the new generation, and they really don't want to go through so many emails, and
No.
they don't love Excel the way we do, so.
No. Well, to be honest, I'm 61. I never even learned to make an Excel spreadsheet, but that's a public secret. So I always had somebody to do it for me.
Yeah, but you have other skills that you're using a lot, so you don't
Well,
need Excel.
let's hope so. But listen, and how do you are the owner of Adiona, and you have
Yeah.
a couple of partners, or how do you run it? Because 24/7 is also valid for you. You must have colleagues, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, first, like one of the partners is actually a young lady that she was my intern, and she's the one who made the design. And it was interesting to have a 21 years old person doing the like physical design of the platform, because she was not already how to say that, like.
She was not stuck in anything.
Exactly, yeah. And so she used some colors that we never have in transport. And just because she was like, okay, this job seems so stressful, so I'm putting some colors that are like helping people to be like more
Calmer.
zen. And so she's part of the company.
Okay, cool.
Then my husband has got some IT knowledge, so he's also part of the company. And I have a Brazilian representative that is working well for all South America. And we are under discussion to include somebody who has a huge knowledge in IT and a huge network of companies. And that would be great to have him on board, because this way we would have, like, we would be sure to have solutions for any IT issues, because he's got like more than 30 IT companies himself. So,
That's fantastic.
like,
Yeah, that's fantastic.
we are under discussion with him. Like,
Okay, that's very good. I also have a couple of contacts that I just thought about now that might need software like yours. I'll send them your way. How do you see the future now? I mean, from a market standpoint, is it difficult to sell your product at the moment? Are people too busy? Are they overwhelmed already, or is it a struggle for you?
we have some questions about, oh, but if we use your platform, then you will have all my data about who are my
That's
customers,
it, yeah.
and maybe you will overpass us. And I really understand the concern, because actually that's what shipping line do. So like, I understand that others are not trustful at since day one. So here, the goal, that's why I want to include them in the process of digitalization, because I really want them to see that it's their tool. I want to build the best tool for them. I don't want to become a forwarder again. Like, I had this life and that's enough for me now. I just want to help forwarders. Then the other like slowdown we can see is that, as you said, people are like so busy in their daily work that sometimes we just ask, like, they really like the idea, and then when we say, okay, so To register you, I need you to confirm which email I should use for your login. And can you just send me on which year it's been your company has been created? And can you
Yeah.
give me this document? And sometimes this step takes months.
That's yeah, that's they are inundated by business and they take the first things first. I mean, it's part of the thing. You have to have patience, I guess. But it seems you definitely look happier than I guess before when you were working with the shipping line. So
Oh,
it seems
yeah,
to be
definitely.
a
Yeah.
new
It's much more
so
interesting, yeah, because we have like a stronger mission, and we don't want to be in this corporate
No.
thing.
You get up in the morning and you are not a robot. That
Oh yeah,
I guess
definitely. Yes,
that's the
yes.
thing. How do you go about selling your product? You do it online. You join networks. I know. How do you join expos and exhibitions?
Yeah.
What's next for you?
Well, what works best is really the human connection, the real
Yeah.
human connection. Like you can send how many messages on LinkedIn if you want. You can try to go through a mailing list. If people don't know you,
Yeah,
it has no impact.
that's right.
So I've been traveling a lot since 1 year and a half, and I
Yeah,
will keep on traveling.
yeah.
As you said, I go to conferences of networks. I go to some fairs, just like Breakbulk in Rotterdam, in Dubai.
Yeah.
I was a visitor, and I've been an exhibitor at Antwerp Excel
Oh, yeah.
in October. And yes, meeting people is really the best because, like as you said, there are so many solutions that people can think like, okay, yeah, but why this one? Why is it better? But like once they understand your value and once they understand that you know the job, then they are okay to try it. But for
Yeah.
that, they need to see you 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, no. Face to face, of course, always better than Zoom, but
Yeah.
it's
Oh, yeah. But Zoom is already a good start because at least you see someone. You know, it's
and of course
Zoom
you
maybe.
but what I mean is you can maintain stuff, but you cannot get the real stuff until you meet face to face.
Yeah.
So but we got something good out of Corona, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But listen, Amandine, I think it's a very interesting product you have. I think a lot of people out there would be interested to know more about it. I want to say, first of all, or finally of all, many, many thanks to you for giving me
Thank
time for
you.
this interview.
Thank you so much for all your questions, all your time, Bo. And yeah, I can send a demo to anyone who is interested in the product.
Yeah, definitely. Very good. So to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Excuse me. Our special guest of honor today has been Miss Amandine Célérier. She is the founder of Adeona Global, based in Marseille, France, but she is a global person and travels the world to sell her fantastic software, which you might look into. And from me here at Project Cargo Weekly, until the next time, I remain best regards. See you.
See you. Have a beautiful day.